This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Along with the news of the Duchess of Cambridge expecting her second child, came word of another bout of severe morning sickness. 75% of pregnant women experience some form of nausea and/or vomiting in the first trimester. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. David Nelson, an OBGYN at Parkland Hospital, explains the former Kate Middleton's situation isn't unusual.
We know that women that have had prior issues with nausea and vomiting in their first pregnancy may very well have it again. In the case that you're referring to, she actually has a severe form of nausea and vomiting, which is referred to as hyperemesis gravidarum, which occurs in about 1-2% of women.
How severe is severe?
The concern that we have is that any woman that is experiencing nausea and vomiting to the degree of dehydration or in the inability to gain appropriate weight or, in the worst case, lose weight, we consider to be severe.
Well, that would also be considered dangerous if it goes on long enough, isn't it?
Correct. And so any time that a patient experiences nausea and vomiting to that degree, we recommend an evaluation with their healthcare provider and may require hospitalization for fluid support and supportive care.
Is that ever dangerous for the child?
It would require extensive, extreme starvation before we would see true effects to the fetus. And typically, most of the cases, fortunately, are quite mild.
On the other hand, do some women manage to avoid morning sickness altogether?
Fortunately, some women don't experience the symptoms, but we know some women are more susceptible to nausea and vomiting of pregnancy. Women that have a family history of nausea and vomiting. Women that have experiences related to motion sickness. Women that may or may not have twin gestation, that is, more placental mass, are more associated with nausea and vomiting of pregnancy. We also know that folks that receive multivitamins at the time of their conception actually have a reduced risk of morning sickness.
So if you do experience morning sickness, then how do you manage to live with it?
Conservative therapies to begin with can include dietary changes as well as avoidance of triggers. For instance, avoiding spicy, high-fat foods that may exacerbate their symptoms. Food high in ginger, for example, is an option that some patients may find benefit. One of the first-line therapies for management is vitamin B6, which is a coenzyme used in the metabolism of the body. To improve their symptoms, we often recommend them to use small, frequent, bland meals, typically in carbohydrates, and using dietary modifications such as frequent meals as early as before they get out of bed to take a small meal to keep something on their stomach to prevent the nausea.
You also mentioned triggers.
Things that may exacerbate the symptoms, such as after eating a large meal, lying flat on the back, which may cause some of the symptoms of nausea related to delayed gastric emptying. And unfortunately, some people have different triggers than others, and so it truly is individualized and patient-specific.
Any kind of maybe alternative ways of reducing morning sickness or preventing it altogether?
One of the alternative medicine regimens is the P6 nerve point stimulation. And the P6 nerve point is located about 3 finger breaths on the inside of the wrist, and pressure at that point was thought to potentially reduce nausea and vomiting. Trials to date have not recognized a reduction in symptoms. However, there is a strong placebo effect. That is, people experience improved symptoms. Whether or not this is true still remains to be seen. There are small trials to suggest that acupuncture and potentially hypnosis therapy may reduce nausea and vomiting symptoms. Again, there is limited data available for us to recommend that at this time.
Dr. Nelson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.